Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And if you are struggling in your health today, I just want to let you know that you're not alone, and the Lord does see it, and I know that sometimes it can be really frustrating. But I'm just going to pray for you right now before I jump into the scripture. Jesus, I pray for my friend who's struggling in their health today, and I pray boldly and audaciously that you would heal, but I also pray that you would walk alongside and they would know your presence in the midst of the struggle. Be with them, help them to know that they're not suffering alone, and that as they suffer, that they are acquiring an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comprehension. So please encourage them, send a friend their way, do something new. We trust you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, we're in Matthew 18, verses 15 through 22 in the CEB, Common English Bible. It says this: If your brother or sister sins against you, go and correct them when you are alone. Together, if they listen to you, then you've won over your brother or sister. But if they won't listen, take with you one or two others so that every word may be established by the mouth of two or three witnesses. But if they still won't pay attention, report it to the church. If they won't pay attention even to the church, treat them as you would a Gentile and tax collector. I assure you that whatever you fasten on earth will be fastened in heaven, and whatever you loosen on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I assure you that if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, then my Father, who is in heaven, will do it for you. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there with them. Then Peter said to Jesus, Lord, how many times should I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Should I forgive as many as seven times? Jesus said, not just seven times, but rather as many as 77 times. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you for this scripture that talks about confrontation and also about forgiveness. And just reminds me that in the Gospels, it's all about relationships. And you have made it so clear. What are we to do? We are to love you and we're to love others. And part of loving others is caringly confronting. So confronting with care, not with, first we have to take the log out, Lord. So if there's someone in our life that we need to confront and maybe we've been kept up at night about it, Lord, help us first to take the log out, to look in the mirror and examine our own hearts and to see where we have gone wrong. I remember a particular time where I was having to talk to a friend about gossip, and I had to look at myself and I thought, oh my goodness, I'm no one to talk about this because I struggle with it too. And I even got to the point where I couldn't even look at gossip magazines like at the checkout, at the register for the grocery store, because I was so convicted about it. And so, Lord, first, before we are to confront, help us to confront ourselves. And we invite the Holy Spirit to confront us, because we're all a mess. And we need to, if we are going to call someone to account, we have to do it so tenderly, so humbly. And Lord, not in a crowd, but one-on-one. We often reverse this narrative. We often complain to crowds, and then eventually it gets back to the person, and then there's a confrontation one-on-one at the end. So it starts with many and goes to one, but your model is to start with one and go to many. And Lord, so we pray for those situations where we are called to do the loving, terrible thing and confront a friend about their what they're walking through. So Lord, if that's the case for my friend listening today, give them a holy bravery, but also help them take the log out of their own eye. And Lord, we thank you for this scripture about forgiving 70 times seven and how important it is, because we know that our life and our sin against the holy God is gigantic. And so if we have been forgiven this gigantic amount of sin, then surely the way that that works itself out into our hearts is that we can be merciful because you've been so merciful to us. So please show us those places where we've been bitter and we've been holding on to unforgiveness. And right now, Lord, we choose to let go of that in Jesus' name. We choose to forgive. We choose to let go of trying to enact justice. And we lay that person down in your hands. We say, I forgive them. And we ask you to rid our hearts of bitterness, because it is a poison that will hurt our relationship with you. So Lord, do it, please. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can review it. Just write 1 to 2 sentences or give it a star. I love stars. This will help get the podcast into the hands of more folks. Thanks so much and have a great day.